Thanks for joining us again today on Bridging the Gap. A couple times in the past, we have spoken with representatives of the Stanton City Park Board. And today we're going to move a little bit west, and we're going to talk to Chris Chaney, who is with the Clay City Parks Board. He's also been really active in Clay City tourism over the last few months. So we hope to get a really good insight into what's going on in the city limits of Clay City and what to expect over the summer and the months beyond that. As you may know, I'm Corey Graham, Communications Director for Powell County Fiscal Court. The judge is off this week. He's enjoying a much-deserved vacation. Chris, why don't you just go ahead and lead us on in. Where are we at the Clay City Park?
Well, currently, Clay City has two active parks. The City Park, there near the AmVets, that everybody's familiar with. And there's a park on 2nd Street that's had a little bit of development. But we hope in the future that it can be developed a little bit better. And then we have a third potential park site that we're working on, trying to determine property boundaries and things like that. We're calling it the Lazarus Park. It's going to be the takeout site for the Clay City Loop on the river. And it's, like I said, it's currently under development. So it's at this time, it's more of a concept than a reality, but we're working in that direction. And that's what we oversee with the Park and Rec Board at this time, and you know, maybe in the future that will grow beyond that even.
Well, before we go a whole lot further, let's go back to what you were talking about with the takeout for the loop. For those who aren't aware, can you kind of give us a little bit of a catch up on exactly what that means and what that's meant for Clay City so far, just this year?
The last couple of years, we've been working on developing better river access to the Red River that makes a big loop around Clay City. And at the narrow point of the loop, the city owns property on both upstream and downstream. And the upstream site's the city park. And the downstream site was it's a decommissioned wastewater treatment plant. And that's going to become Lazarus Park when we get it cleaned up and fixed up a little bit. And currently, we have the put in constructed at the city park, and that was built through a grant with Kentucky Fish and Wildlife. And there's concrete stairs. It's paddlecraft access, so it's not for motorized boats. Though you could get a John boat down to the water and in the river, but it's mainly for smaller craft and kayaks and canoes, that type of boat. That's completed. We kind of rolled that out at Riverfest, even though the construction wasn't finished at the time, but it is finished now. We still need to get signage, and there's a little bit of work left to do on the access drive, but we're most of the way there now, and it's usable. People are using it all the time through the week, on the weekends, and there's a lot of people that are using the river now because we've made that access better. So hopefully soon we'll be able to get started on the takeout side, which will look similar to the put in at the city park. It'll also involve concrete stairs. We'll hopefully, as we look into what we can do at the park, or at the new park, at the Lazarus Park, we'll be able to, look at what some of the needs are for the community, for another park and specifically what the needs are for the takeout point. What kind of amenities we need, signage, things like that. So we're in our meetings, we're talking a lot about those kind of needs and where we want to go in the future. There's a limited budget, obviously, that's always a reality. But we do have tourism money and the tourism board is very supportive of the things that we're doing at the parks and trying to develop this recreational amenity that's already pulling people in, even though it's not fully developed. So,
well, now you mentioned that it was kind of unveiled in its early stages at Riverfest. We spoke to you earlier before Riverfest actually took place to kind of get an idea of what it was going to be. How did it go over? How was Riverfest? Would you consider it a success? And is it something the city's going to look at repeating going forward?
We planned it kind of short notice, but we wanted to get something out to unveil the boat access and to promote the river loop. So we planned it for about a month and a half. So we we were uncertain how it was going to go. We were trying to hit a target, you know, beginning of the summer around Memorial Day, and we ended up doing it on Memorial Day. We had a pretty good turnout. We feel like we would have had a better turnout if we didn't have it on the holiday weekend, if we had promoted it longer, and if we'd had a little bit more lead-in time. But all that aside, everybody was really happy with the event, and we were really pleased with the turnout and the result. And it, you know, everybody was asking, you know, are you going to do it again next year? And Clay City Tourism Board, they've already, you know, expressed their support and that they're going to try to work it into their budget for next year. So we're planning on doing it again, and hopefully next year it'll be a lot bigger and a lot better. But we think it did get started off on the right foot. So,
well, we were down there from the public information office standpoint, and it really was for an inaugural festival with, you know, as you said, kind of a limited window of promotion. It really did seem to be something that took off in the community and could potentially be a centerpiece in promoting Clay City tourism well into the future.
Oh yeah, and really this could potentially become Clay City's signature annual event. I mean, there are other events that are going on in Clay City on an annual basis, but you know, like the Stanton Corn Festival and other community festivals. You know, this is something where we can kind of celebrate what the community has as far as, you know, natural resources, recreational assets, and really turn it into an event that will, you know, it could grow into something a lot bigger than any of us even envision at this point. So it's got a lot of potential for sure.
Well, speaking of that, you were referencing some of the other events that come up in the summertime and through the year in Clay City. Give us a little bit insight onto what some of those are, and if they've already passed, how did they perform, how did they go over, and what's still yet to come?
We just had Patriot Days over the 4th of July weekend. There were a lot of people there. I don't know numbers, but you know, I would guess well upwards in the hundreds, you know, close to, I'd say at least it had to have been 500 or more. There were a lot of people came out to see the fireworks. There were a lot of vendors there. There was live music. And it was just a good time. Everybody commented on the fireworks that they kind of felt like it was above and beyond. It was about a 45 minute show, and, it went over really well. The other big event, it's more of, downtown Clay City versus the city park, though. It's kind of all runs together, is the ice cream social, which is really big every year. That's coming up, forgive me, I don't know the exact date, but it's a little bit later in the year.
Well, now
Labor Day, I believe.
Okay. And now you guys, you do have a social media presence with the Parks and Rec Board.
We do have a new, Facebook page, and, we're trying to get more information out on that. And, you know, if you have, you know, pictures of the park, we can put those up. You know, if there's an event going on at the park, if you've got a reunion or something like that where you're reserving the shelter, we'd be more than happy to announce that or you know, kind of help you celebrate that. We're working on an Instagram account, possibly, and some other things, but for now it's mainly just the Facebook page. But that's just a good way for us to share some information.
Good way for just people in the community to keep up with what's going on.
Yeah. And that way too, you know, like with Patriot Days, you know, we can put out a little blurb about, you know, come out and join us, things like that. And you know, we'd really like to get more involved in the social media aspect of it, and something that hasn't been done in the past with the Parks and Rec there. So,
well, and everyone should tune in if for no other reason than to see Chris's harrowing photos of the 4th of July festivities out there. He actually did climb a fire truck to get those great shots, but they were great pictures, and they did kind of sum up the excitement of the event. It was really good stuff.
Oh yeah. And the photos didn't show the full crowd either. I got up there kind of early in the day, and the crowd grew after that considerably. A lot of people came to see the music, and then stuck around for the fireworks. There was a lot of food. And so it was a good time.
Now, of course, you mentioned that the ice cream social, while it's an event in Clay City, it may not be directly tied to Parks and Rec, but in that spirit, there are a lot of tourist activities in Clay City that a lot of times as locals, we forget about everything that's going on around here. We're just so accustomed to it. But we do reach an audience outside of just Powell County. So, I mean, from the drag strip to the Red River Museum, I mean, what are the things people should be looking into just specifically within Clay City?
You mentioned the drag strip, and it's under new management this year, and they've been doing a lot of improvements there. And I think there's an effort to have more events, bigger events, and a bigger draw. And, you know, we're all kind of waiting to see how that plays out, but it looks promising. The museum, you know, they have a few events from time to time, and I'm not sure exactly when they're open, but I do know that they have the steam engine weekend. There was a small reenactment that was done in
Civil War reenactment.
Civil War reenactment. And there's just a lot of good things. If you keep up with the Red River Historical Society and the museum, there's always something kind of out there, and it's a lot of good information. Meadow Green Music Park is a great venue that I feel like doesn't get a lot of attention or enough attention. They have regular shows on Saturday evenings, October through, I think it's April or May. They have a lot of great bluegrass and folk bands. It's a really intimate setting, and you know, for pretty low ticket price, you can get in and see, you know, in the bluegrass world, a lot of big names, and it's always great music, and it's a great atmosphere, and it's something fun to do when the weather's kind of, you know, it's not great, but you know, you got a good indoor venue, and see a lot of the same faces every week. There are a lot of regulars that come, and just, you know, it's just kind of something they do every week, and you really start to kind of feel like you're part of the club, and there's the Kentucky Friends of the Bluegrass is really involved with that, and you know, you can join them and support that effort as well. I'm not sure if they have festivals on the schedule for this year, but you know, in the past they've had festivals at the park, and you know, anytime there's good local music and people coming in from out of town playing music, it's always a lot of fun. So,
well, Chris, beyond the things that we've already touched on, what are some events that we can be looking forward to in the coming months and in the coming, you know, even into next year, that we may see show up in the Clay City Park area or just the Clay City area, period?
Well, like we talked about, you know, Riverfest probably be in the spring again, and it'd be nice. We've kicked around some ideas about some other river-oriented events. I think that'll become a reality more as the second access site gets developed. And then that'll open up the potential for, you know, possibly somebody coming in to rent boats. We're working with the city council and the city attorney and the park and rec board to try to develop a way for people to come in as a concessionaire and rent out boats using the public property. And so there's been talk of that. And I think along with that, you know, it'll make it a lot easier for us to have some fundraising events or you know, just some family fun events and stuff like that on the river, just to get people out. But then beyond that, you know, we've got our softball leagues. There's been some interest in a traveling little league group coming in, and those are pretty active, you know, in the spring and in the summer, and you know, it seems like there's always something going on at the park. There is a new paved walking path at Clay City Park, if you're not aware of that, similar to the one at Stanton. It's about half a mile in length, and, you know, it goes right down by the river. You can walk along the river, goes all the way around the park, past the playground, past the ball fields. And so it's a great, you know, if your doctor's told you need to get out and get some exercise, that's a great place to do it. And, you know, if you want to get out and start trying to run or just get more activity in your life, it's you know, the park's really turning into a great community asset.
Absolutely. And it is a great track. It's scenic, the view is nice, it does run right by the river, it's well shaded, so in the miserable summer heat isn't nearly as bad there, so it's a good place to go for that kind of exercise. And you know, as someone who lived in Clay City for over 10 years, it's wonderful to see the initiative that the city government has taken with the park and the kind of development that we've seen out there. Chris, we got about 20 seconds left. Is there anything you'd like to share with us, contact information or something important before we go?
Park and Rec meets third Monday of every month right before the city council meeting at 5 o'clock, City Hall. You know, come and you can sit in on the meetings or, you know, provide your input. We'd love to hear it.
All right. Thanks again for joining us today, everybody. It's always good to be here with you. And hopefully we can look forward to talking to Chris again and more new and exciting developments in Clay City.